Man, today is a new day, and people are still going crazy about those Kanye West tweets, and also they are going crazy about that TMZ Live. I know a lot of y'all seen it, you had to have seen it because you got opinions, you know? You're voicing a lot of opinions about what he said, especially the most famous quote, "Slavery was a choice." Man, wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna say that I completely agree with everything that he has said, but I do think that he has made some valid points. My bad, y'all. Kind of in a rush here. I gotta make a move, so I'm still getting ready. But I honestly think that what Kanye West said, a majority of it, he made some valid points. But a lot of people are sticking to that whole, they're sticking to the whole quote, "Slavery was a choice," not paying attention actually to everything else that he has said. Yes, we are pretty much still slaved in the mind. We are slaved in the mind, and all the ways that we have tried to come to conclusions on how we're going to actually get ahead in life when it comes to justice and equal rights, It's been like a ping pong type of thing. Like, maybe I'll try this, maybe it'll work. That didn't work. Okay, try something else. But honestly, I don't feel like anybody's actually trying anything new. We keep doing the same thing. When someone gets shot in the streets, the first thing we do is march. Of course, the march is going to get the attention of the media, but after a while, it's going to die out. You know what I'm saying? We do it every time. It's like a repeated pattern. A white cop kills a black kid, we go to the streets and we march. A white cop kills another black kid, we back in the streets marching. We can't forget about the fact that we don't forget about the person that got shot. But it's like, in a way, it's like a trend. Now don't get mad at me because I said that. You gotta think of it like this right here. In a way, it is actually like a trend. Because we could be marching in the streets and we could be all for it the whole time. The whole time that we are marching in the streets, everybody is like, "Yeah, I can't believe what happened. This sucks. They shouldn't have did it. You know, they shouldn't have shot him. I can't believe the cop. Oh, I can't wait to go to trial to figure out what happens." But then they have a way of dragging it on for so long that you tend to forget, mainly because they throw a propaganda out there. And, you know, what they show in the media is what everyone thinks is the new news. So if you got a white cop that shot a black kid, and pretty much it gets on the news, that's what they allowed to get on the news. Like, they're going to cover that. They're going to cover that stuff on the news because they know, okay, so this is the big thing that went down. They want everybody to know what happened. You know, to be honest, a lot of people do not watch the news. So when they put it on the news, we'll hear about it. And then after a while, we'll start to tune in. Once we tune in, now we're involved. We're like, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." You know, we throw our opinions out there. And then once our opinions are out there, then, you know, it starts controversy because everybody's like, "Well, maybe he did this or maybe this right here happened." "Oh my God, I can't believe you saying that." Like, "Man, what you saying, man? They've been killing us since day one, man. I can't believe this." And I'm actually with y'all on that because they have been killing us since day one. But here's the thing. When they kill us, it's like they have a timeline for how long they want us to worry about who died. You know, they got more news to cover. So to say, if someone got killed today and they covered it, a black kid got killed by another white cop, it happens so much that it's expected. So they're just going to feel like we ain't got to cover that no more because it's going to keep happening. It's going to be another name, but it's going to be the same story. And we're going to hit the streets and we're going to march about it and we're going to protest about it. We're going to get on camera. We're going to act the ass. And then later on, let's be real, later on, we're going to start to lose followers. We're going to have followers still feeling like, you know, it was fucked up, honestly. But people just going to start to, like, slowly go back to their regular life. Like, you're not going to have people just marching in the streets. Every time y'all say, let's link up and march in the streets, they're gonna be like, ah, we just did that. You know what I'm saying? We just did that. Now what's next? Now everybody like, alright, well, we did our part. We marched in the streets. We let them know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We walked from this block to this block. We let them know we ain't gonna stand for that. It was just marching. You know what I'm saying? Like, what else can we do? You know what I'm saying? 9 out of 10, when they go to the court, they go to court about this stuff, they already beat the case before they even walk in there. Simply because of their skin tone. Really. It's a lot of cops that have gotten away with killing us. All because they try to say, we resisted arrest. We wasn't acting the way we should have been acting. Or the judge just seen the cop side to be more important than whoever died during the accident. You know? Like, the kid who had a cell phone, they thought it was a gun. I'm probably sure I haven't even followed up on that story. So you see what I'm saying? Like, once it happens, you hear about it, you like, oh, that's fucked up. Then later on, you got so much stuff going on in your life, you just be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? If it pop back up, then I follow it again. But I'm not going to stay up on it. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that. So, you know, the whole thing about what Kanye was saying is actually true, you know, because we are imprisoned, pretty much, if you think about it. Because 9 out of 10, whatever happens on Earth that happens to us as a black community, like, they'll, like, let us worry about it to a certain extent. And then they'll pretty much tell us to move on without telling us to move on. You'll start to notice it because they'll throw propagandas out there to throw you off. They'll start covering new stuff in the news. You know, stuff that gets your whole mindset thrown off of it. Plus, you be worried about bills. You got to go to work. You got to provide. I mean, you still going to be up on it, but you're not going to be up on it as if it had just released yesterday. Like, you're not going to keep that same energy. Let's just be honest. So, you know, a lot of people are bashing Kanye West for what he said about that whole comment. And granted, he should have said it in a different way. I'll give y'all that. He should have said it in a different way, but he was actually right. Because just imagine it like this right here. Slavery was a choice. I wouldn't have said it like that. No, slavery is a choice is what he said. I would have said like slavery was a choice. Because just imagine this right here, right? Everybody loves Black Panther. I don't care what nobody say. When that movie came out, everybody was trying to go watch that movie. They was all coming up out the movie theater. Wakanda forever. You know what I'm saying? And let's get that straight. That's not even a real fucking tribe. If y'all want to be political, well, not even political. Y'all want to be biblically correct. Can't even get my words out. I'm on a rant. If y'all want to be correct with that, that's not even a tribe, but everybody keeps saying Wakanda forever so y'all can have something that y'all can believe in, because it just, we finally got a movie from Marvel that is catered toward black people. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I've been talking so much, I forgot where I was going with it. But, you know, man, my mind's in a million places right now when it comes to this stuff. But, man, I really hate that I just forgot where I was going with that. Y'all really threw me off, because a lot of people do be yelling Wakanda forever and shit. It was a real big thing. I wish I knew. You know, I hate when that happens. I just get brain jammed trying to figure out what I was finna say. But, damn. Fuck, man. I got a million things going on right now. But really, though, I don't know. I just feel like what Kanye West said should have been said differently, because... Yes. Oh, that's where I was going with it. Honestly, where I was going was everybody saying Wakanda forever. And when you was watching the movie, right? When you was watching the movie, they wasn't trying to tell anybody about what they had when it came to the shit that was in their clothes. That, you know, pretty much kept them in power and was able to heal and build shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. They was not trying to tell nobody else because they wanted to keep it all to themselves. But... when the brother came into Wakanda, he was fighting all of them because he wanted to give it to everybody. He wanted to make sure it got out to people so he could get money off of it. And they was like, nah, we not going. So they started fighting amongst each other to keep it from getting off of Wakanda, basically. So just imagine it like this right here. Just imagine the Europeans, you know, and to be real, the Europeans were not the first people to try to make us slaves. And they certainly ain't going to be the last. Because right now, at this moment, it's a lot of people that's still trying to, you know, there's still a lot of people kidnapping people, turning them into slaves. They just covered that on the news not too long ago, but it's gone now. Because they give you a certain time limit to when you should worry about stuff. And then they hit you with another propaganda. They got more news to cover. It's up to you to stay up on that stuff, pretty much. Like, we're going to put it out there, but it's really up to you to stay up on it. That's like doing a group project. Everybody heard about the project, but it's up to you to do your part. You know what I'm saying? Like, the part just won't get done if you don't do your part. But you heard about it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure you stay up on this stuff. But there's a lot of people that's still getting kidnapped and still being turned into slaves. They showed that. So, with that being said, when he tried to pretty much get everything to become available to the Europeans or people that's in America so that they could, you know, pretty much go to war with da-da-da and win, they fought amongst each other. Now, just imagine if the Europeans would have came over to our land, where our ancestors was at, and we had so much power that they were just like, we're going to take all y'all. And, you know, granted, a lot of the African Americans, they did sell, but it's because they were promised stuff. You know, they were promised money. If they gave a certain amount of people, they get this amount of money. And I ain't going to say if they got paid or not. You know, they probably could have got killed right after that. You know, you helped us, we're going to just kill you, you know what I'm saying? We got guns. Y'all ain't got nothing but sticks. You know, you feel me? So, it's just one of those type of things. So, they were promised money, so they sold us off. They sold our ancestors off to these white people. But just imagine if we were so united, right? We were so united that the Europeans came over and was like, we want some slaves. And they were just like, hell nah, we ain't rocking like that. It ain't going down like that. You might as well get back on your boat and go wherever the fuck you came from, because that ain't how we going. That ain't how we coming around here. You ain't finna take none of my brothers or my sisters for no fucking slavery. And we kings and queens out here. But it didn't happen like that. So when Kanye West said slavery was a choice, Just imagine if we were so united, and it's been that way since. Because we still not even united with each other. We still fight amongst each other. And just imagine if we were united, and they would have came over there, and they would have tried to turn us into slaves, and we actually fought and killed all of them. That would have been one hell of a story. Matter of fact, that story probably wouldn't even be in a history book. And if it would have been in a history book, they would have found a way to water it down. Because, hell nah, there's no way in hell we lost to some African Americans trying to make them slaves. You know what I'm saying? So what if we was united so much that when they came over there, we would have just killed all of them? So when Kanye West said it's a choice, what he really mean is the reason why it is a choice is because we didn't fight back when they came to get us. We didn't fight back when they came to get us. At all. Because we weren't united. We had one another turning against one another. We had one another couldn't stand one another. So when they seen the opportunity to get money and they felt like they was going to be able to live a prosperous life, of course, we turned each other in. We did that for the money, for them. That's how we became slaves. They had an inside job thing going on. They talked to a couple slaves. A couple slaves knew how we operated. And then when it came time to, you know, do what it do, they already ambushed us. I seen Blood Diamond. You know what I'm saying? It had to be similar to Blood Diamond. I seen it. I know a lot of you. If you haven't seen Blood Diamond, you go see Blood Diamond. Because that movie right there pretty much tell you how everything went down. But I think as though, you know, Kanye West not really tripping, because when he said slavery was a choice, I kind of believe him in a sense, but in a sense, I don't want to believe him, because back then, we didn't have the will to fight, you know? I don't feel like we were people that fought, you know? We was good people, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were real good people. Like, we didn't really have too much envy, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how black people was back then. But obviously, we weren't the type of people to fight if, you know what I'm saying, they were able to take us, you know, without a fight, pretty much. I mean, we might have struggled getting on that boat, but it wasn't really no physical hand-to-hand combat. Seriously. And I know we could have done it because we outnumber them. It is more of us than it is of them. And I can tell you that straight up. Because when Rodney King got his ass beat in L.A., oh, we turned into some fucking savages. We was out there throwing shit, breaking shit downtown, setting shit on fire. They couldn't handle us. They couldn't handle us at all. They sent out as many reinforcements as they could, but they really could not handle us. So just imagine if we over there in our land where it is a multitude of us and we would have fought back against them, we would have won. But the real thing that I'm trying to get out to y'all is don't focus on one thing that Kanye West said. Treat it like you're like dissecting everything that he said. Pull from it what you feel, you know what I'm saying, is actually beneficial from his words of wisdom and run with that. Don't just look at the negatives, because once you look at the negative, then you pretty much getting distracted from what he was really trying to say. Think with, you know, mind, think, have freedom in your mind to think that you don't have to follow tradition. You don't have, you born on this earth just thinking, like, once you're born on this earth, it's just like this right here. As soon as you get on this earth, you get given a name, and as you grow older, they start to tell you stuff that you're supposed to follow. Like, check this out. When you're born on earth, you don't have no religion. But your mom and your pop start to tell you that, oh, we go to Catholic church, so you're a Catholic. Oh, we Jews, so now you're a Jew. You feel me? Like, you don't know some of this shit. You feel me? You get taught this. Everything on earth is taught. It is taught to us. So just imagine, you know, when kids are the most delicate, because when they come out, they don't know nothing. So what they don't know, they just do whatever they feel. That's the freedom of thinking. That's all Kanye West was saying. At this age, we've been taught so much of what we should and shouldn't do that it's hard for us to have freedom to think, because we're so entwined with everything we shouldn't do and what we should do. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that he said that you can pull and you could actually be like, okay, yeah, he was going somewhere with this. I understand. Actually, I really understand what he was saying. But y'all are so focused on trying to figure out what the hell is he talking about when he say slavery was a choice. You gotta dissect this shit, man. You can't just jump out there and just be just like, oh, this nigga tripping because he said slavery was a choice. Just try to figure out and dissect exactly what he mean. Don't just look at the words on the surface. Dig deeper, man. You gotta dig deeper with this shit. That's all to it. I mean, I could rant all day about Kanye West and, you know, his words of wisdom and how everything that he said wasn't spot on. And some of the words that he said was spot on. But, you know, everybody entitled to their own opinion. If you got anything to say, definitely feel free to leave a message. I definitely check that out. Make sure y'all stay connected with me, man, because I'm all music based and I just like to talk about what's needed to be known and what's needed to be talked about. And right now, Kanye West on TMZ Live talking about, you know what I'm saying, openly thinking and having a conscious mind when it comes to stuff is what's really popular right now. So, you know, I don't know, man. I just feel like Kanye West was going somewhere, then he fell off, then he came back, but that's pretty much how it goes in all conversations. When you pretty much talking to people who got different political views, who got different religious views, and just different mindsets, period. Everybody's not going to click to what you say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not going to click. But at the same time, it is billions of people on this world. You bound to pull somebody ear that has, you know, that has common sense, or you bound to just talk to somebody who's like, I can't fuck with that person no more. You know, I can't fuck with him. He off the wagon. And that's what y'all pretty much doing to Kanye West. But man, it's neither here nor there. I wish y'all the best of luck on whatever y'all take off that information and run with. It's a lot to gather, but I got faith in y'all, man. Just don't let it distract y'all. Make sure y'all stay focused on the main goal and not just try to bash Kanye West for what he said. But I'm out, man. It was good talking to y'all. Thank y'all for giving me y'all time. I see y'all later. Peace!
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.